Let's see. Nature outdoes everything, right? Are you aware that penguins, while they're famous for not being able to fly, in fact, they swim like they fly. The emperor penguin can dive over a mile deep into the freezing Antarctic Ocean to go after fish. It can hold its breath for over 20 minutes. Are you aware of the importance of the rainforest? Are you aware that when we cut down the rainforest to make cattle land for cattle to feed on, that destroys the land within 2 or 3 years, and it takes generations for that land to come back again? And we shouldn't be cutting into the rainforest anyway. You're aware that rainforest provides over a fifth of the oxygen on this planet, and yet it's only about 7% of the Earth's surface? Are you aware that when we try to make things safer in our schools, that we actually make things worse a lot of the time? Like when we try to remove intoxicants from the buildings, that can cost us millions of dollars and causes more damage than it does good, when if things were left alone, things would be okay. Are you aware that there's accusations at all levels of the government about what is corrupt and what is not? Of course you are. This is the Weekly News and Review from killradio.org and from harpers.org. This was posted by Miriam Markowitz on July 31st, 2007, on the harpers.org website, and it concerns the news of the past week. This is Bennett, your faithless host. We've already seen the pictures of this. Iraqis took to the streets after the national soccer team beat Saudi Arabia 1-0 in the Asian Cup Championship. 1-0. That must have been a thrilling game. At least 4 people were killed by happy fire in the midst of what were reported to be the largest spontaneous celebrations in Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein. And a week before, not just happy fire caused deaths, but suicide bombers blew up, people cheering in the streets. Oh. One reveler said, sport brings us together while the heads of everything in Baghdad can't bring us together for 5 years. If the Iraqi football team ruled us, peace would spread in our home. Oh, there's an assurance. I don't know if I want Bush to hear that. He won't. He'll just set up soccer teams. And you know what a failure he is with football. Each member of the Lions of the Two Rivers will receive $10,000 from the government, but a decision about whether to allot players their own 400 square meter plots of land has been put off until September. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Britain of colonial thinking for demanding the extradition of Andrei Lugovoy, who is suspected of murdering former KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko. And Bulgarian medics who allegedly infected 426 Libyan children with HIV, were pardoned and released by their home government. I guess they're just children, they're Libyan, so who cares, right? Serbians awaiting a UN Security Council decision on the Kosovar independence told reporters they no longer cared whether Serbia retained the disputed province. Kosovo means absolutely nothing to me, said 38-year-old anthropologist Jelena Simovic. I have never been there, and I never will go there. I'm fed up with Kosovo. I just want to live normally. A spokesman said that Special International Envoy Tony Blair would spend his first official trip to Israel, dubbed Mission Impossible, in listening mode. And an Israeli study concluding that hummus stimulates serotonin production bolstered sentiment that eating the popular chickpea dip could help Israelis and Palestinians reconcile. Do you like hummus? I find it tasteless. YouTube and CNN co-hosted a debate for the Democratic presidential candidates at the Citadel in South Carolina. I'm actually looking forward to when the Republican presidential candidates appear on YouTube. After a YouTuber asked the candidates to say something they liked and something they disliked about the candidate to their left, John Edwards said that he approved of Hillary Clinton's record of national service, but perhaps not her salmon-colored jacket. Additional questions came from a Viking, a five-year-old, a snowman, and a man in a chicken costume. Presidential hopeful Mitt Romney described Hillary Clinton's economic plan as out with Adam Smith and in with Karl Marx, not a bad idea, and letters written by Senator Clinton during her undergraduate years at Wellesley College were made public. One described her childhood sense of being the only person in the universe. "I'd play out in the patch of sunlight that broke the density of the elms in front of our house," wrote the 19-year-old Clinton very poetically, "and pretend there were heavenly movie cameras watching my every move." A Washington, D.C. newspaper ranked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi number 4 on a list of the 50 most beautiful people on Capitol Hill. Other honorees included congressional aides, a Washington Redskins cheerleader, and a police officer. Dick Cheney's biographer revealed that the vice president once considered his future post a cruddy job. That tells us why he does what he does, right? Because he doesn't want a cruddy job, he's going to turn it into a shitty job. Shitty walk, may I help you? President George W. Bush delivered a speech intended as a surge of facts to refute claims that Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia is not connected to Osama bin Laden. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez testified that no one in the Bush administration had voiced objections to the NSA's wiretapping program. Well, of course not. No one in the Bush administration voices objections about anything. They just do what they're told. It's not about response. It's not about feedback. It's only about doing what you're told. FBI Director Robert Mueller testified that the surveillance program was much discussed by other officials, and Senate Judiciary Chair Patrick Leahy of Vermont sent Mr. Gonzalez a transcript of his own testimony and asked him to mark any changes that you wish to make, clarify or supplement your answers so that, consistent with your oath, they are the whole truth. Did Bill Clinton get that when he was put on trial? Did they say, here, correct this so that we know what the real truth is? The publisher of the weekly World News announced that the publication would end its 28-year print run next month. I guess that's because real news is even crazier than the stuff they make up. And a men versus machine poker match showed humans to be the superior bluffers. Law enforcement agents issued decks of playing cards featuring missing persons cases to Florida convicts. I guess presuming that some of them will recognize who they kidnapped or murdered or whatever. A prisoner in Fort Lauderdale was convicted of indecent exposure for masturbating in his cell. Where's he supposed to masturbate? And Wisconsin inmates brawled over Woody Allen's marriage to Sunyi Previn. Filmmaker Ingmar Bergman died. He meant a lot to me over the years. I directed a stage production twice of his play, of his film script of Persona. But in the last couple decades, people have kind of moved away from the direction that he was going in, which may be a good thing, but he was 89, a fascinating man. Check out Persona and Hour of the Wolf and The Passion of Anna. Those are really important movies. and you'll see what I'm talking about. They're sobering and serious, but they're also quite beautiful. Tom Snyder also died, and while he was a pretty good newscaster at times, he was also a bit of an asshole. I have a very distinct memory back in 1975 of taking some LSD and tuning in the Tom Snyder show late at night, and a guy was on who had attached electrodes from a synthesizer into the chlorophyll system in some plants. And while it was artificial, as chemical changes were made in the plant, that would cause different notes to play on the synthesizer. So essentially what we were hearing was music made by plants. Now, I was tripping, but it was awfully good, wild, interesting sounds. Snyder listened to about 30 seconds of it and said, "Who in the hell would want to buy something like this?" Showing how straight he was. The guy who was showing this off was taken aback by Snyder's response and said, "Well, I don't know, housewives, people on the street, we get tons of orders for it." But of course, I also well remember Snyder confronting people like John Lydon, Johnny Rotten. Meanwhile, two Wisconsinites who had locked a 7-year-old boy in his room while they watched a Green Bay Packers game were each sentenced to several months in jail. The couple claimed to have left the boy peanut butter and jelly bread and a bucket for a toilet. "What do you do?" the defense attorney asked the judge. "Maybe this coming season," he continued, "lock them in a room with a bucket and make them watch Bears games." A blonde woman wearing only stilettos and a gold bracelet bought a pack of cigarettes at a German gas station before climbing back into the passenger seat of a waiting Ferrari. Why in the hell is that news? A naked woman? So what? They're everywhere. A 70-year-old British grandmother was convicted in the honor killing of her son's estranged wife. What an asshole. And a Rhode Island cat was reported to have received a wall plaque for his compassionate hospice care in predicting the deaths of 24 residents of a nursing home. According to staff members, when Oscar curls up next to someone, that patient has less than 4 hours to live. Indonesian lawmakers discussed implanting microchip tracking devices in HIV patients, and scientists said that obesity can spread like a virus among friends. Fast-growing supermassive black holes fed like piranhas on cosmic gases. A panel found that NASA had allowed astronauts to fly drunk. Still looking for more details on that, how that happened. And a crew member at the International Space Station tossed half a ton of garbage into orbit. "Jettison," cried the astronaut. "Our spaceship Earth is a beautiful place." 13 minutes, kind of long. That's the weekly news in review. If you want to find links for those stories, go to the harpers.org website. Otherwise, I'm done. Get out of here. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. But thanks for listening.